Hey, we're going to move on to the show. This is D. Martin Howell coming at you. And I was just thinking about a McCarthy-Biden situation. You know, where all of our money that we don't actually own because we all have credit cards and we put ourselves into an economic slavery. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's anytime I think about it, I get so upset that I can't just have to spit. You know, it's like a curse. So let's talk about it just for a second. All right. So we have McCarthy, who wants a lot of things for the ultra-right, and that's fine. I mean, the ultra-right, and that's the reason he got his position. And because, I mean, it's the first time ever that it was 14 times, 14 times for him to actually get it. You know, after he did all the backdoor dealings and all that other stuff, which honestly, let me tell you right now, it's not that I don't like Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans I really, really think have it understood. There's a lot of Democrats that I really think have it understood. But here's the problem. We don't apply that to our voting. We can't, apparently, because we get nothing but idiots. We get, anytime something new that can really shake shit up and really make things happen, for the positive, by the way, for the positive, they are, boom, they're gone, they're out. Has to be the same way over and over. And that's one thing I will agree with the entity that calls himself Trump. The entity of ridiculousness and you know, he's Archer. He's always had his mom to get him out of everything. And that means the war. That means the everything. I mean, he could have been apparently they didn't understand about how things worked back then, but, he could have been a officer, you know, but no. Donald Trump was a playboy. That's fine. Let him be a playboy. He's fat and old, and believe me, his ass is gonna die probably before Biden, and that's the shitty part. Because Biden's no better. Biden's a weirdo. He was a weirdo back then. Only reason I voted for Biden was because I wanted to get, because they never put this out there, but he was the oldest president ever. And he was the youngest senator ever. So it was, you know, he worked his way up. Now his kids, they're horrible people. You know, the rich take care of the rich. I love how people think that Democrat means that it's for the people. It's really not. Democrats, when I was... Democrats, oh my God. When I was a kid in the 70s, Democrats were horrible. They were the Republicans. That's just the point. They were the Republican. Everyone thinks that it's just like, oh, well, it doesn't matter because this is now. This is now. Well, actually, no, it's not. Learn history, because if you don't, it's doomed to repeat itself. Come on, people. Let's just do something good for America. Let's do something good. Now, listen, there is a person in there that I would want to get in, but because he has some great ideas, and he's Pakistani. He's Pakistani. But he's got some amazing ideas. But here we are. Can't have a Pakistani president. 2001, 9/11. Too soon. Takes 30 years. So we're 7 years off. Too soon. Do we think that that was a false flag operation? Do we? Osama bin Laden being a top CIA advisor gave Osama bin Laden lots of guns, lots of bombs. But then we didn't give him what he wanted. Freedom. Freedom. That is what we all think that we have. It's okay. We've got freedom to do a lot. We have freedom to pick at a store. We have freedom to pay our taxes to make sure that we can get what we want at the store. But what happens when what you want in the store isn't there? Is that taking away from our freedom? What happens when someone that doesn't deserve it gets hurt? Or what happens when someone who does deserve it doesn't? Is that freedom? Of course it is. See, this is what people don't understand. Yeah, actually, it really is. I want to send a lot of these people that bitch on either side. Honestly, they bitch on either side. Go ahead, send them over with nothing for a little while, and then have them come back and say, "Oh, you're right. I'm an idiot. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just going off what people that have money around the world are telling me what to say. And that's okay." No, it's not. It's not okay. You've got to make sure you do everything you can to be an individual. Yes, I agree with that. But one thing I do not agree with is someone telling me how to think, how to feel, how to be. Unless it goes against the Bible or the Quran or anything. Honestly, look at the theological texts of the world and make that a roadmap of morality. Because a lot of morality is not there anymore. It's even worse now that people that take pictures and do this for their own self-interests, that's not moral either. Even though they might put away a bad person, that's still not moral. A moral person tries to help. A moral person sees the opportunity to become something better. Not to dribble in the derisive, repugnant idiocracy that is the social media. But hey, Big Brother works over in England. It's going to work here. Because everybody who has a ring, they got Big Brother. That's something you actually sign. When you get the ring, everything you do is allowed. Everything that happens outside your house is allowed to be saved and used later. Now, I love the idea that when the cops, there was a murder of a police deputy in Scott County in Kentucky. And they were looking for any information, you know, with... They mentioned ring doorbells. Do they not understand that ring is... They already signed it away? I loved it how they said that. It's like, well, it's already there. So it was kind of like a mute point. So if they did get it from there, I guess it would be okay. Because they asked for it. You know, the Patriot Act was a big deal. I was old enough to know about it. In 2002, the Patriot Act was a huge deal. But the only thing it's really done, to be completely honest, is to make us horrible, horrible people. Because everyone, it's like Nazi Germany, and I'm saying this before anyone says anything. I am saying this because in Polish Nazi Germany, everyone was giving up their neighbors for everything. Do you think it's any different now? Everybody wants to get on there to sell out anybody they possibly can to get likes or views. Is it any different? I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to say yes. But I would like a good argument about it. I'd like a good reason, a good explanation. I don't have an answer for any of this, by the way. I don't want to. To live my best life is to live my life to love all, not just one, or two, or anything but all. So let's get cracking. Crack-a-lackin'. Come on. You know you want to do it. Oh, yeah. You know that there's going to be some big time. There's some people out there that know that there's something. Yeah, there's something about it. Something about being a good person. Yeah. Something about being a good person just takes your breath away. And I mean that in the best context. That's right, Miss Elizabeth, you tell them. Florida is one of the best areas I've ever been in. And that's where I died. Ladies and gentlemen, that is where he died. That was my impression of, I'm sure you know who. But now we have Florida. DeSantis. Now, I'm understanding about, because I am not a big fan of Disney, by the way, at all. Taking everything that I loved as a kid and destroying it, it's not a really great way to get my like. To get my kids to tell me, we gotta go to Disney World. My wife's like, well, I'm taking them to Disney World. I'm like, well, you're not taking me. There's no way. And if you're going, you're paying for it, I'm not. Because I do not believe in Disney. The only thing I like about Disney is Disney Plus, and there's only a very few things I like about Disney Plus. I love the Disney Afternoon on Disney Plus, man. The old school Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Tailspin. Come on. Goof Troop. Come on, Gummy Bears. The Simpsons, all of them. Love that. Boy Meets World. Hey, first four seasons. That was my childhood. But here we go. So DeSantis is coming in hot. Coming in hot. Trump's holding 43%. DeSantis has now just put his thing in the, and I get, and this is this, I'm just saying this, he's going to have at least 39%, 39, in the next week and a half. And that is literally, I'm saying, 10 days, 10 to 11 days. So let's go ahead and just understand that DeSantis and his anti-woke, which, listen, I don't care about, like, the woke, I get it, I understand woke, love everyone, dude, that's, that. You don't have to put woke on it to say, I'm not woke, but I love everyone, so, but I'm not woke. Woke is something you want to put on something for your own terminologies. That's fine. You know, if as long as you don't hurt anybody. or say mean things to anybody or try to persuade someone that, you know, because isn't persuading and isn't that kind of an assault? Like, isn't mental assault a thing? So if you want to mental assault people, do it through books. Do it through, because if you just go up, and tell them they're horrible, there's nothing's going to be done. But you do all the research, and you do all the work, and you work your ass off to get that to that point where you can actually make a solid statement, a solid, unequivocally, no one can dismiss it, statement about how the world should work, then you need to shut the fuck up. And I mean, and I, you know, anybody who knows, I've listened to this channel for these years knows that I'd say the same thing for all people. If you don't have, if you're just doing it just to better your likes or dislikes or to make yourself a prominent thing in a situation where a bunch of people that don't have a lot of information have just very little information on. It's easy to bitch about everything. Give me a solution instead of a problem. That's the point. Give me a solution. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. My solution, and I have no problem with telling you guys this, it's just to be me. I will never throw a punch. I will never kill a person. I will never hurt a child. I will never be a horrible, destructive entity. Anytime I feel myself getting into the horrible, destructive entity area, I get into the point where I want to go out and have somebody hit me in the face. Knock me back into reality. It's not that I can't hurt them. It's the fact that I don't want to hurt them. But I need to get my ass knocked back into reality. So let's do that, America. Let's get ourselves knocked into reality. If you hate anything, hate. Because it will turn in on itself. If you fight love with hate, hate has nowhere to go. It's proven. Hate has nowhere to go. Love people. Love what you do. Even if you don't like it, love it. And if you don't love it, do something else. But do something productive, happy. You know, make yourself happy. Everyone gets so enthralled in this. I'm not happy unless I've got my 15 minutes or I've got my love of life or, you know, I can put on all my vacations on the social media and or I can get my brand out. How about just being a great human? How about we all have our brand as being great humans? We learn other languages. We study other people. We understand other things besides ourselves and our small, 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 small part of a smaller part of a smaller part of a speck of sand in this universe. What you do does matter, but not the way you think it does. It matters because you could make things so great for someone else. Positives in the universe actually are a manifestation of physical compounds. Give the positives into the universe. These negatives, all they do is beget hate. Begets hate. Begets hate. So stop listening to whatever thing that's telling you that you are the only thing that matters. And start listening to something that tells you that you are part of a big picture. And that to be a part of that picture is how the world and humanity and everything survived for tens of thousands of years before we even got here. So let's start thinking about that. This is T. Martin Howell. And I'll see you next time.